We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. The bottom line just brings down a line from the Mishnah. V'mhishka v'acha chikar v'samincha. It means if you're a Shimon holds, the first thing you do is the hakrava of the mincha, and then you do the hashka of the meisaita to the isha. That's the right way to do it. But if you did it the opposite way, you first gave hashka, then the mincha is still kosher. Now the Gemara is going to go into a bunch of different drashas to explain the different shittas here. What's the process? What's the seder hadvarim? The order of the dvarim. Tana Rabbanim. So before we start the brayse, I just want to go through the psukim a little bit, and we'll as we go along, we'll explain all the psukim. The pasuk says starts from perek. Hey, pasuk Chav Gimel. It says, "V'kosav es ha'olos ha'ela hakoyim ba'sefer u'mocha me'amarim." You write the olos on a sefer, like we saw before. You write it on a megillah, and you erase it in the water. Then it says the next pasuk. This is the first time it says v'hishka. So say three times v'hishka in the next psukim between Chav Gimel and Chav Zayin. So v'hishka. So after it says you erase the megillah in the water, it says v'hishka se'isha. You give her to drink the water. So it said already, Vahishka realized. Then it says now, you take the mincha, and you do tenufa, and afterwards, Yashka Isha Samayim. You know you just said Vahishka before, it says now, Vahishka Isha Samayim. This is again v'hishka samayim v'hoisem etma b'til ma b'yisha v'ol ba mayim arim l'marim v'tzav sabitna v'nof liyarecha v'hoisi yisha la'ara ala v'karav amma. So we have in the pasuk really three times v'hishka. And the Gemara, halfway through Amba, will go through the three psukim more b'arichas. But first we're going to say over a b'raisa now, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Tana Rabban, linten a b'raisa. V'hishka ma talmud loyma. Why does it say the v'hishka? Like for Neymar, v'hishka, Ray says the v'hishka afterwards, and that's the dafka. V'hishka means according to this mandiyama. What's the first v'hishka all about? It really says v'hishka afterwards, and that's the main v'hishka, because really according to this mandiyama, Rabbi Kiva, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that you first do the mincha, then you drink. So what's the first v'hishka doing before the mincha? What's that v'hishka? Like for Neymar, v'hishka afterwards. So that's teaching us like this. Shem nimcha ka hamagillah. Ve'meres eni shaysa, ma'aron oiso, mashkin oiso v'alkarcha, the Rabbi Kiva. Which means like this. Really, you're supposed to do mechikas megillah after the mincha. Why? Since the hashkah is after the mincha, so you do the mechikas megillah as late as possible. Because the hashkah is after the mincha. So therefore, you do the erasing then. But the pasuk says that if you did it by mistake and you did it wrong and you erased it before the haktaras hamincha, the shloikedin, the halach is, even though it's shloikedin, but the halach Rakiva holds across the board, if you already did the megillah, already erased the megillah, the halach is, you force her to drink. She cannot be moed anymore, you force her to drink. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rav Shimon a different drasha, argued, different drasha, and he says, V'achar yishka lomanema. Why does it say v'achar yishka matam loyma v'karnema v'hishka raises v'hishka, which means both afterwards. Ella v'achar yishka is teaching us akol ma'isim kula mamur l'mayla, that you do the hashka after the all the ma'isim we said before. We'll see more bariches as we go through the drashas, but we'll go through the drashas order. V'achar yishka is saying v'achar because v'achar is after all the whole mincha. V'achar is the pasuk, it's after all the mincha. No, v'acha yishka z'isha. Right before that. Right before the pasuk chav. No, not chav that. No, talking about chav. First of all, we're talking about now chav vav. Yeah, another one. Yeah. So v'acha, says it's like kind of v'hishka all afterwards. So what's v'acha yishka? We're going to get clear all three v'hishkas soon. But just give this a few halachas telling you. Elachol ma'isim kulam hamur l'mayla. That you have to do the hashka after all the ma'isim. Magid, gimel dvar ma'akvim ba. There are three things that are ma'akiv the shtia. You can't do the shtia actually karav ha'koymetz. Before the koymetz, you can't do the shtia. Va'atcha nimcha megillah. You have to do mechikas megillah first. Va'atcha the kabbalah shvua. She has to say amen to the shvua. And the Gemara explains, actually karav ha'koymetz, Rav Shimon Tamei, doma ma'akiv es mincha. So first you do the mincha, va'achach ma'ashka, and afterwards you do the hashka. So the Gemara says, I don't understand that. Of course, he doesn't drink the water before the Mechikas Megillah. It doesn't make sense. You have to have the Mechikas Megillah, of course. That is the drink. Omer Rav Ashi, Lenitschkol Rishumei Nikar, which means that even if it got erased, if it's still black, the cloth is still black from the oil, from ink, you can't, Achayishka has to be completely erased. That's what we're learning, completely erased. Achayishka. And the third thing is, Ashle Tekabal Ashvua, that until you Mekabal Ashvua, right, the Gemara, Mishto Lashdia, Smashma, that you can't drink until she's Mekabal. Hamichtav Ksivila. It sounds like you do write the Megillah before she's Mekabal Ashvua. But it's not true. But Rava, we learned before in Daf Yitzayin on Abayz, Megillah Soita, she costs for Kermis to Kabal Ashvua. If you write a Megillah Soita before she's Mekabal Ashvua, before Amen Amen, like in the Psukim there it says, the only Macha after Amen Amen. After Pasuk Chav Beis, that says, she said, Amen, Amen. It says, the cost is all Malacha. So you see, the cost is only afterwards. So of course, you don't give her the drink before the Kabbal Shavuah. You couldn't even write the Megillah then. Gemara says, you're right, Kedin Asva. That third thing was Agav. And now, the Gemara has to go ahead and explain the Psukim. But Maika Mithgi, what's the Machlekes? Now we really have three Shittas. We have Tanakama, we have Rabbi Kiva, we have Rabbi Shimon. The Amish Halt Kop. We have Tanakama, we have Rabbi Kiva, we have Rabbi Shimon, and we'll as we go along, we'll see the Nafkaminas. But Tanakama in our Mishnah holds that what do you do first? You first do the Hashka, and then you do the Mincha. You first drink, and then you do the Mincha. So, Micah Mifgi, what's the Machlekes? Like we spoke about before, Tlosa Kroya Ksiva. There are three Psukim. Vehishka Kama, there's the first Vehishka. Va'achar Yashka, the next Pasuk is the Pasuk of Va'achar Yashka. And the third pasuk is the Hishka Samayim. Three psukim. And keep in mind, the first Vahishka it says before the Mincha, and then it says V'achar Yashka is after the Mincha, and then Vahishka Samayim is also after the Mincha. That's the Seda psukim. So what does Tanakama hold? Rabbanon, the Tanakama holds, Savri, Vahishka Kama Legufay. The first Vahishka, that's the real one. Vahishka Kama Legufay, you first give the drink before the Mincha. Shemashka, you first give the drink, V'achar Makavas Minchasa. V'achar Yashka, what's V'achar Yashka for? It's not Dafka, because V'hishka is Dafka. So what's V'achar Yashka? It's teaching us that you cannot give the drink if part of the klaf still has the yoy, and it still has ink on it. Rishumai, the roshim, it's nikr. You can't give the drink. That's not V'achar Yashka. V'hishka Basra teaches us, Shem nimchaka Megillah, V'ymeres eini shoyse, if the Megillah was nimchak already, and she says, I don't want to drink, ma'aron oiso mashka oiso balkarcha. You force her, and you give her to drink balkarcha. So that's the Tanakama Shita. The three Vahishkas go like this. The first Vahishka teaching us, that's first, before the Mincha. V'acha Yashka, which it says after Mincha, just is telling you halacha about the first Hashka, that you can't give Hashka if you're shumay nikr, if part of the klaf is nikr. The third Vahishka is teaching us that you force her. Once you do a Mechikas Megillah, you erase the Megillah, you force her to drink. That's the Tanakam. What's Rav Shimon's drashas? Rav Shimon Sava, V'acha Yashka is the gufay. That's the main, that's the real drasha. V'acha Yashka is saying, V'acha Yashka, only after Mincha do you drink. First bring the mincha, then you do the hashka. What's Vishka Kama? Vishka Kama is telling us that if you did it by mistake, the wrong order, it's kosher. Vishka Kama, Shemhishka V'achavis Mechasa, Ksheira. If you gave the drink first, then you did the mincha, it's kosher. If you look back at the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon says, what do you do? Makavis Mechasa, I'm reading you now the Mishnah. Makavis Mechasa V'achavis Mechasa, Shinem V'achavis Yashka Zisha. That's the Mayim. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mishka va'ach kach hikavis mechasa is kasher." How do we know that? Well, the first Mishka teaches us that if you did it out of order, it is kosher. What's the third Mishka? Mishka basra. Shemnim chagam megillah va'amrei nishayis amaron oisam ashkenaz la'karcha. We had that before in the Brisa. The Rav Shimon says that if she does that, we had it in Rakiva. Rav Shimon says that if the last Mishka teaching us, if she says, "I'm not drinking," you force her to get the drink. So now, the Rabbanon says, "I don't like Rav Shimon." That's the first pasuk of Hishka is telling you for the b'di'evad. Rav b'di'evad loy pasuk kroz. The pasuk start off with b'di'evad. That's why holds a gufay. So that we explain Rav Shimon the Rabbanon. We didn't explain Rabbi Kiva yet. We have to explain Rabbi Kiva outside. Rabbi Kiva holds a little bit different, and there's two nafkamis la'alach of the Rabbi Kiva and Rav Shimon. Rabbi Kiva holds the last v'hishka is legufay. The last v'hishka is legufay. That you do it, that the Vahishka, that you do it last. What's that you do the Hishka after the whole Mincha. What do you do with the Achar Yashka? What do you do with that Pasuk? So what you do is, there's two psukas, the first v'hishka and the last v'hishka. So the first v'hishka teaches us that if you do it shaloi kedin, which means you do the mechikas megillah before the mincha, you still force her to drink. Now, that Rav Shimon would argue on. That halacha. That Rav Shimon holds that if you give her, if you do the mechikas megillah before the mincha, you don't force her to drink because you did it wrong. But Rabbi Kiva holds, learning from the first v'hishka, that the halach is that if you did mechikas megillah before, you force her to drink. So that's one nafkamina of Rabbi Kiva halacha. What's the nafkamina? Again, if you did the mechika before the mincha, fear Rabbi Kiva, you force her to drink. Fear Rabbi Shimon, no. Another nafkamina is
according to Rabbi Shimon, if you did it before and the mincha, you don't force her.
What?
According to Rabbi Shimon, if you did the mechika before and the mak of the mincha already.
Right,
you
still not. If you did mechikah megillah, l'chari not. Yeah, if you did it mechikah then l'chari we're not. That's the Rashi speaks it out. Says v'dafka acha k'tara. The v'din imcha. I'm reading Rashi v'hishka v'asra. It's like almost halfway through the wide line. It says v'dafka acha k'tara. The v'din imcha mashkos v'akarcha. V'ha'inu de'ika be'al kiva be'al v'shimon. The rekiva less layim hishka. So now not afkmina that Rashi brings down is. So we're up to the thing. The first afkmina is if you did shloike din. Second afkmina is that the rekiva holds that if you mashke and then you makir the mincha, it's not kosher. It's not kosher because he doesn't use the v'hishka for that. How did Rabbi Shimon know that if you do it out of order, it works? From the first v'hishka, that was the v'diavad that works. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that v'hishka as that. He holds that v'chikas v'gillah. So he argues on that. So there's two nafkaminas in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. They're very similar shikas. They hold they have to bring the mincha first and then the hashka, but two nafkaminas l'alacha. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you did the v'chikas v'gillah before, it's still your forcer. But on the other hand, if you gave her to drink before the mincha, it doesn't work. Masha'enke, and according to Rabbi Shimon, if you gave her to drink before, it works. But the mechikas megillah, you don't force her if you did mechikas megillah before. Those are two nafkaminas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. In the middle of the achayashka, according to Rabbi Kiva, it could be the same thing. Legabe the reshumay nikar akaponim. So the Kuvita article has a chart, a very clear chart, and basically the legufoy, the fear Rabbanon and fear Rabbi Kiva and Shimon, three different things. According to Rabbanon, the first mechikas is the legufoy. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the achayashka is legufoy, which means that's the ikar pasuk. According to Rabbi Kiva, the last mechikas is the ikar pasuk. That's one of the big nafkaminas. Was Rabbi Kiva, what does it say in the chart Rabbi Kiva holds for Va'acha Yeshka? Rishuma Nikar? For Rabbi Kiva, the middle one. It's for Rishuma Nikar? Yeah. Right? Perfect. Perfect, yeah. Okay. So we got the whole Chesman right. Perfect. Now, we're going to go now and just discuss something in Rabbi Kiva. Zakti Gemara. So this is it now. We got all the psukim very close for all three shitas. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that there's such a thing as forcing an isha to drink. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kalbus shall barzel matinus echpia." They put this metal pin in her mouth that she shouldn't be able to close her mouth. They put something in her mouth. They held up in her mouth. So Tosfos points out that what did was look at the top Tosfos, the middle Tosfos says, here are your poiskim pia betzavas. She doesn't want to drink, right? So what do you do? You take a tweezers, you pry open her mouth, and then you stick into her mouth this thing with metal teeth going up. If she closes her mouth, she's going to close it on this metal thing and it hurt. So therefore she has to keep her mouth open. So you take this kalbus, this metal pin, and you put it into her mouth, and metal teeth, shall barzel. If the megillah was erased and she says, I'm not drinking, you force her, and you force her to drink. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, I understand this idea. The whole point of giving her to drink is to see if she's tummy or not. Once she's saying she's not drinking, why is she not drinking? Because she knows she's tummy. So right there, you have a haidah. Why do you have to dafka make a drink? She's being murdered. So, Rabbi Kiva, I'll tell you how it works. Before the kaimitz is makir, before the mincha is makir, she could be chayzer. Then you do force her. You force her after the karva kaimitz. Why not? Again, she's saying tummy. What's the point of be biting her? She's saying she's tummy. Like Kasha, so Gemara says like this. Avada, like there's a difference. Like Kasha, how the kahadur ba machmas resisa? If she's being chayzer, she doesn't want to drink because she's scared. How the kahadur ba machas beriusa? Or if she's being chayzer because she's very confident. Vachkama. Kol machmas briusa. Anytime you see she's calm as a cucumber, then klal klal shasya. Then you don't give her to drink if she says she doesn't want to drink. Why? Because there she obviously knows she's tummy and she's not nervous. Why is she not nervous? Because she knows she'll say, I'm not going to drink. And finish, I'll say, I'm tummy. I'll be mighty, I'm tummy. Therefore, she's not nervous, and therefore, it's no point to give her the drink. She's saying she's tummy. But machmas resisa, but if she's scared, what does that mean? That means it's really she's maybe innocent. But she's scared the water is going to harm her, even if she's innocent. So that's why she's so nervous. And that's why she doesn't want to drink. Then we force her to drink because we say, she's not Thomas, she's really innocent. Then we force her to drink. So then it depends. Actually, Karva Kaimis, the Katlim Chamagila, Inami, Imcha Kamagila, Shalikadin, this is Shita of Rabbi Kiva holds, that Inami, Imcha Kamagila, Shalikadin, Ovid Kahanim, Demachi. Huh? To be a steer in Rakiva. But Inami, that's to be the Kasha. So right now, we're saying all Talian comments. Actually, Karva comments the Katlim Chamagila, either Megillah was not Nimchak, Inami, Imcha Megillah, Shalikadin, because you do it before the comments, Mechik is Megillah, Shalikadin, Shalikadin, Ovid Kahanim, the Machi, Motzi Hadaba, she could be Chayza still. But Mishakar of a Kaimitz, after the Kaimitz was Makriv, the Bedin of a Kanim, the Machi, did a Bedin, Loi Motzi Hadaba, you can't be Chayza. Again, sound like this. If she's being Moida because she's calm, and then she saw she's saying she's Tommy. But if she's doing this because she's nervous, then it depends. If she says she doesn't want to drink before, so then we say, okay, don't drink. But after Mechikas Megillah, Gedin, we don't let her be Chayza. What's the kasha? The kasha is the obvious question that we said in our brisa that's totally that mechikas megillah. Once you do mechikas megillah, you force her. And here it's mashma. You have to do with the kedin. Only after the kreves hakaimitz do you say that she is forced to drink. Kasha the Rabbi Kiva the Rekiva on top of daf chaf amud aleph. Kasha the Rekiva the Rekiva. And for the Gemara, hasam ama mechikam akva. That's part of kasha. Kasha the Rekiva hasam ama mechikam akva. There it says. For Evan's Tolly Mechika. But how come a Kaimitz Maki? Here's the Evan's Tolly Kaimitz. That only after the Kaimitz do you force her. Everything Gemara, Terei Tanoi, Evli Rabbi Kiva. Echnami, it's Mechlekes Tanoim, what Rabbi Kiva held. And that's Taka Nafkimu to Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. So Akabonim, the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva, two Rabbi Kivas. So Akabonim, we have here, a Rabbi Kiva holds that depends on Mechikas Megillah or Karim Kaimitz. But one thing we do see from Rabbi Kiva, that if she is says machmas briuso, which means she's very confident, she's not nervous. And she says, I'm not going to drink, that's tantamount to saying she's tame, and therefore, we don't give her to drink at any time she says that. Anytime she's calm and says, I don't want to drink, it's like she's saying she's tame. Once the Isha says she's tame, she can't be chayz anymore. And that's halacha, she can't be chayz anymore because she's tame, and she can't now say, I want to drink. You say, you're tame, it's too late. She has to get, no ksuba, and finish. So you want to say like this. Omra ini shoyse machmas briusa. She didn't say I'm tummy, but she said she was calm and she said I'm not drinking, which is tantamount to saying she's tummy. V'chazu omra shoyse ani. And she says, you know what? I want to drink. Mao. Kivin domra ini shoyse tmei ani kamra. She's saying she's tummy. V'kivin da achsen afshav tumma loymatsa hadaba. She can't be chayz. She said she was tummy. Oy dilma. Kivin domra shoyse. Now she's shoyse ani. Since now she's changing her mind, Galia Daita, we see the Machas Beisusa Yidomra, that she was doing it because she was nervous, not because she was so confident. This should be a Gila Milsa that she was nervous. Teiku, we don't know. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, the Afir Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, not like Rabbi Kiva, holds that you always force her to drink. There it's Pashut that you could say Yachlash Kaisa. Why? Because she never was Maida. By her, by saying Eini Shaisa doesn't mean Ahida. It's only Rabbi Kiva Shita holds that Eini Shaisa is Ahida is a Shaila. But fear of you, they don't find any way that someone says, I don't want to drink, that's called Ahida. You don't find that. So come on, then this Shaila is only for Rabbi Kiva. One more Gemara told the Mishnah. Amavu the Shmuel. You got to put something bitter in the water. Why? The pot says like this. The cost of us all is ele. You write the Megillah Koyim by Sefer. You write the Megillah on a Sefer. Umacha el mehamarim. Now, why is it called mehamarim? So you could say it means, piyasa. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that. It says mehamarim. It's not mehamarim. It's mehamarim after she drinks it and she gets hurt by it. Right now, it's not mehamarim. So therefore, Shmuel says you have to put a dava mar into the water. Dava is something bitter into the water. My time dava kra mehamarim shemarim kvar. Like Rashi speaks out, shemarim kvar koyde mechika. Amo machmas dava achemarim. Ve'imiri Rashiim klulas b'dikasam nikra dava kame mechika labne mitzvenu. Even if you want to say it's al shem va'asa, it's only after the Megillah is already erased in it. But now it wasn't even done yet, so you can't say it's called me'amarim api the asid because it's not even that water yet. And therefore, you have to say you put the davamar into the water.